Browns are on a short week this week as they prepare for Thursday night's game in Baltimore, and that means less time for players to recover from injuries. One of the key players to watch going into Thursday night with an injury is veteran cornerback Jamar Taylor. He's dealing with a groin injury. Taylor's been one of the more solid players in Cleveland's secondary, and it's a tough blow to have him off the field for any amount of time. But Cleveland will have to adjust, and it may have to make yet another change in a secondary that keeps revolving doors and dealing with injuries, attrition, and lack of success that has made Cleveland one of the worst defenses against the pass. If the Browns are without Taylor, look for another big dose of Breann Bowdy Calhoun. The rookie has filled in for Taylor and also played a little bit of nickel and has been active ever since week three when he had that pick six against the Miami Dolphins. Veteran Tremont Williams is another player that could play Taylor's spot, but he's already been on the field so much in the slot as Cleveland's nickel cornerback. With Jordan Poyer's injury at safety, the Browns are looking for the best two combination at a position that is very young and inexperienced. Rookie Derek Kindred has been in there since week one and continues to get a large amount of snaps. So does Ibrahim Campbell, the second-year player out of Northwestern. Last week showed the Browns go heavy with Ed Reynolds II. He began the season on the practice squad, but was elevated to the active roster after Poyer's injury and has gotten more and more work as he gets more comfortable with the defense. The Browns are simply looking for better production out of its entire secondary that's doing whatever it can, like the rest of the defense, to get the Browns to their first win. Keep it locked on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for all the latest heading into Thursday Night Football.